What do you think you're doing anyway, huh?
So,
just what do you think? You're singing sharp. You're out of tune. So, you always sing like that? That's a song, Wagon Wheels, Tommy. It's a beautiful song, and it means a lot to the people. And you sing it, follow it up like that, huh? On purpose.
That's my sound.
Actor Jameis Stewartis hopes policemen will continue to do their jobs against lawbreakers, whose only excuse is that they are doing their thing. Stewart, presenting an Outstanding Policeman Award to a member of the Wheeling, West Virginia Department, October 15th, this is an amusing anecdote. This has been pretty boring up to this point, but now it gets good.
Go ahead, would you,
told
professor?
An anecdote about a youth who burns down a bank, and says to the judge, "I was only doing my thing." Well, now, here's the funny part. you'll love this. The judge then sentences the youth to serve a term of 5,000 years in jail. "Judge," the youth asks after hearing the sentence, "do you call that fair?" "No, I don't," says the judge. "I'm just doing my thing."
I just know where it was at.
Stuart.
Oh, you got us back into it, Phil.
Jack the Ripper, the Boston Strangler, and Hitler did their own thing. And in view of this, the 62-year-old actor continued, "All I can say to the law enforcement societies of our society is, I sincerely hope you will continue to do your thing, and I urge everyone to help you."
Relax with us in an atmosphere of suppressed violence at Ed's End of the World Restaurant, where bozos sit in a charbroiled atmosphere and toast to better times. At Ed's End of the Girl Restaurant, padded crying room, pools of beer, topless, bottomless, and mindless fellowship. Make your reservations early for New Year's reservation. That's Fred's Top of the World Restroom, 423 South North Street in EL Umbra.
That's your sound.
That's my sound. That's the way I sing.
If that's your sound, I don't like your sound. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I'm going to sing.
You're not going to sing. You're going to do what I tell you. If you're going to sing like that, then you don't sing the rest of the show, okay? I'll do a song my way. We like to do it.
Yeah, well, Mom always liked you best.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by Election Day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Oh,
you tell
about it?
He's coming, Mother.
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Oh, bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, road cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Oh, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. Boy. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Oh, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're a natural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Munhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad.
Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Tom, wait a minute. I think you just want sympathy from the audience.
You never
right?
played with me.
Oh, I didn't.
Nobody ever played with me.
We let you play games with us. Every time we played, spin the bottle.
I was the bottle.
Well, look at
Jumping Jujubes, Porgy, it looks like a wasteland. There's nothing left but the flagpole.
I don't know what to say, Mudhead.
Hi, Mudhead.
Oh, hi, Bottles.
I know who did this. It was those bullies at Carmen Smarties High School. That's who.
Oh, come on, Bottles. We don't know who did it yet.
I have a very good idea.
Hey, Porgy. Porgy, you're a white man. You've got to help us.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, right.
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think we ought to? What do you think
English,
we should
Alvarado.
Do?
Yeah. What do you think, Porgy?
Let go of my pants.
Porgy.
What?
I'm not holding onto your pants.
You're not?
No.
Oh no. Hi, boys.
Oh,
Bottles. How did you get in here?
Oh, I have my ways.
Yeah, I bet you gave the guard a sleeve job.
Oh, yeah? That's what you guys are always thinking about.
Oh, quiet.
You just come over here and I'll show you something.
Don't you trust her, Porgy. Then she'll want to see yours.
No, Mudhead. She's right. Look!
You see? You see what I found?
My golly, it's him.
They've got the big portrait of Principal Poop that used to hang in the boys' Supreme Court at Morris Science.
Who was that lady I saw you with last night?
Oh, that was no lady. That was Bottles.
Bottles?
I got so I'd drink anything. After that, I just couldn't seem to get off this stuff. My whole career went up in smoke.
They never let me play in any games, and you
we
never...
did, too.
Never.
We did, too.
You never let me play in any games.
Never?
Never.
Not even once?
Never.
Not even once?
Not once.
Once.
Are you sure?
You're right. Maybe once.
Yeah, and what did you play? You played hide-and-go-seek, right?
But I was it.
Yeah, but to be it in hide-and-go-seek is a position of honor and trust.
Yeah, that's right.
I looked for you guys for 4 months.
I'm trying to sing a love song, and I would appreciate some cooperation.
Yeah, but I was... I want to know of what
can you play the guitar and accompany me like you're supposed to?
I'm an artist. I don't play something I know not of what you speak.
Don't... Hey, now don't you understand the song? If you don't, I'll tell you. It's a love song about a young man who's very, very much in love with a young lady.
Oh.
But he is shy. He's bashful.
Oh,
and he's afraid to tell her how he feels about her.
That's too bad.
Yes. And he has this pent-up emotion building within him. And he has to release this and let somebody know how he feels.
Oh, certainly.
But he can't tell anybody. So he goes out into the countryside and he talks to the stars. And to the breeze, to the trees, and they understand. He talks to the
sounds
beautiful.
Like some kind of nut.
Some
nut.
Ding man going around talking to the trees.
Hi there, tree. Just dropped by to talk to you for a minute, Joe. I'm shy. I'm talking to the breeze, too.
And so, in the course of time, everything that lives in the forest dies, falls to the ground, and sinks slowly through the upper zones of the soil, while various races of invisible multitudes feast upon the debris. They tear apart the structures, release locked-up elements which then merge to form a fertile jelly that continues the descent into the dark underlying humus. The depth in inches of each layer of the forest soil and the length of time it takes to convert debris to humus varies at every locality according to the types of trees, slope of the ground.
Oh, hello. My name's Woody, and I'm a tree. We trees are alive like goats and ducks and people. We feel wind and rain. We feel joy and pain. A tree without a bird or a leaf feels very lonely.
Do you know a tree? If you pat a tree on the trunk and say hello, how you doing? The tree will smile.
How you doing? Hey, tree.
God, like that would talk to fire hydrants.
Oh, hi there, fire hydrant. Just been talking to the trees. Have a lot in common, don't you?
You cut that. Shame on you. You have no feeling whatsoever. You have no depth. No emotion in your soul. You're a shallow, callow person. If you can't understand lovely love songs with a thought so poetic and beautiful as that, then forget it. I will not try to sing anything for you. Just sing what you want to sing. Understand? I won't sing.
Curb your tongue, knave. From the very beginning of American history, many songs have been written about the great heroes. The great heroes and the Herculean task they performed. The great ballad of Ben Crockett, the great Indian fighter.
His name is
Davy Crockett. This song is a fun-packed, frothy number telling of the rugged men of yesteryear who worked the great flatboats up and down the treacherous Ohio River. bringing essential goods to the river towns that lay along the treacherous stretch of waterway. They worked their big flatboats piled high with these essential goods, and the people awaited anxiously for the arrival of these rugged men. Hey, Ma, here comes those rugged boatmen down the river. They're essential goods.
Hey, Smut.
Yeah?
Where should I put these large squirt fish and the elephants filled with bendable dogs?
Oh, just stack them next to the guardian angel pants,
Mutt. Oh, where's that?
Oh, under the gangster hatch and inflatable saxophones.
Oh, yeah,
come on. Oh, afternoon.
Howdy, Mutt.
Hi, Smut.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah.
Now, me and Elmer here, we're going on a camping trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we'll need to kill some things while we're out there.
Are we talking fish or fowl?
And terrorists.
Whoever comes along.
Yeah, we're going for a balanced diet.
Well, see. Take a gander here at these Texas Rag Robo Duck and Goose floats with optional decoy hearts and quiver magnets.
Yeah, they add ripples to your spread now, you know.
You know, I was actually hoping for them terrorists. You'd still have some of those smart sticks. Goose News Magnums, crap duster decoys.
With a solid brass snap, swivels, and the galvanized gang rings gets them every time.
Yeah, I know. Sold out last week.
Boys, this might work. We got final approach decoys designed to match the floating coffin laydown blinds that we sold you last season.
Yeah.
Well, I blew a hole in the floating coffin.
It's at the bottom of Dead Man's Pond.
Well, then you can settle into this spacious bulletproof shell of this man-sized goose chair here.
Wow, there you go.
Both a decoy and a blind.
Just like the government.
And it comes with an optional snow skirt.
Just like the government.
We'll take two.
Yeah. Okay, and with two, you get this automatic Big Guy Widowmaker Deluxe Duck Walker with rubber fingers. Look at this.
Well, thanks a lot, Mutt.
Just put it in on our bill. Quack, quack, and get it out.
Yeah, lock the phone, boy.
Don't forget to aim.
Oh, my. Don't you just love the summer, Mutt?
Yeah, hunting for a bargain.
They work big flatboats. They have these big flatboats like this. So this is a big flatboat, and the front of the flatboats, they had essential goods piled up on the front of the flatboats. They piled up these essential goods. They had spoons and chicken wire and buttons. And they had them piled up here in the front. The boatman would stand right on the back. See, the boatman would stand right on the back, right about there.
Oh, howdy, Mutt! I come to get that mail order for Miss Goldbrick up at the old Mellon Park Mansion. I got a copy of the list right here.
Well, let me see that now. I can't make this out at all. It's all smudged there.
Oh, yeah? Well, that on account... excuse me, I try to line
it. Speak English, Mr. Tarface.
Oh, yeah. Well, that on account of the burnt cork all over my hand here. I read it for you.
Okay, now just a minute there, Tarface. I'll get Mutt out here to help. Hey, Mutt!
What?
Tarface Pork out here at another toilet roll for Miss Goldbrick's estate.
Okay.
I'll get the ladder. What is it?
Okay, just a second. Yeah. I'm gonna get my wife, Porcelain, to help me cast some of this stuff.
Okay.
I'll call for her by turning off the microphone. Honey, what is it you want, ball of fire?
Come on in now, Miss Porcelain.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'll read you some of your stuff, Mr. Mutt.
Yeah,
you got any clown flashlights?
Well, I'll look.
Any artificial brass owls?
Hold on.
You got any adjustable toe regulators, Austrian scrubbers, Edwardian change poises?
Just a second.
Nipple softers, yes. Crest shields for bent toes?
Yeah, or do you have any of them imported snowbird boxes,
oh, wait a
Swedish
minute.
Tree skirts, professional shoe stretchers, flower stickies, Gil Hooley openers, germ-proof corn planes, or bunion joint cushions?
Joint holders?
Yeah, that stuff.
Want three of them portable bank sheds and lead shower curtains.
Wait a minute.
Some adjustable jester rings. Yeah, that's the kind with a little diamond on it.
Yeah, I got these.
Some rollover musical kittens, a thermal throw robe, and a little sponge mitt.
Yeah, and while you're up, some alphabet plates, an inflatable clown chair, two pair of tiger socks, a folding lunchbox. How about an elbow and heel healer?
Okay.
Maybe some of them Swedish pornographic angel chimes. Yeah. And a gross of Rosenthal fancy brand Christmas plates. A hand vise, a jewel-tone hobnail vase, a tricolator flame tamer, a pampered painted Italian lug nut rack, Electric heat mask, screw starters, glazed chintz, glass lined silver trivets, and a chrome style fish master. And a pack of cigarettes.
What kind?
Boy, seems like Miss Goldbrick's planning another party, eh, Smut?
Yeah, she going to have a lawn picnic and lynching soon.
That a luncheon, honeyface, not lynching.
That's what you think, dummy.
Say, then, perhaps your mistress could use 500 fancy government-improved wolf stools.
Hey, what my mistress got to do with this?
Ah, your big nose face, he talking about Ms. Goldbrick.
I knows. Well, Lester, that's a real swell idea. I sound a little like Smiley Burnett, don't I? And I think she wouldn't notice. That is, if and, well,
Yeah, what is it, Tarface?
Well, that is, if you could also include in the order there,
Well, what for corn's pity? What?
Well, you gentlemen, come over here. Now, look, in the window there, you got all right pretty 25-millimeter port-a-silent bang-bang bedroom fancy brand pistol and matching glove set for the playroom. And if you could add a few thousand round of ammunition, well...
you know, Tarface, I gotta hand it to you. Here you go.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, you know how to make a deal, don't you?
Yes! Yuck! He watch a lot of television.
So long now. Just carry your stuff on out, and we'll see you next week at the picnic. Oh, and by the way, you're going by the Mindless Fellowship Parkway, ain't you?
Anything you say, boss.
Well, could you do me a little favor and drop Miss Fenster's lovely little daughter off at the Tallahassee Bridge?
Why, sure!
Thanks kindly, neighbor. Missy?
Right on!
Goodbye,
dear friends.
Blueberry Hills. Someone stand right over here.
Tommy, that is very smart. You're very clever to show your flatboat like that as a visual aid. Everybody understands now. They understand where the boatman stood on the back.
Boatman Bill stood right here, and Boatman Frank stood over here.
And where the cargo was. And the front and the back, that's very clever. But you forgot to mention the, I don't know. What is this long, skinny thing on the front of your boat? This thing here.
That's a rudder.
Tommy, that is not a rudder.
That's a rudder.
Listen, I know something about boats. All boats have the rudders on the back. That is the back. This is the front. Don't put rudders on the front. Ask anybody. They just don't put rudders on the front. They're always on the back. You call this a rudder, right? You call this long thing on the front of the boat a rudder. Now, since all rudders are on the back, what about it?
Why, I lied.
Boatman dance, boatman sing, boatman do most anything. Dance, boatman dance, dance, boatman dance. Dance all night till the broad daylight, go home with the gals in the morning. Hey ho, boatman row, sail on the river on the Ohio. Hey ho, boatman row, sail on the river on the Ohio. We're afloat, we're nosy, we're the old flat boats. Dance, boatman dance.
One rugged man, his name was Mac, had the rudder on the front.
I don't want to get some money. Hey, ho, boatman row, sail on the river on the Ohio. Hey, ho, boatman row, sail on the river on the Ohio. This song. Now, wait a minute, Tommy. That is the worst guitar playing I've ever heard in my life. You're a lousy, rotten guitar player. You have no rhythm, you're out of tune.
Yeah, well, it's hard playing it on a rudder.
This song. This old boatman went ashore, liked it, so he stayed for more. Dance, boatman, dance, dance, boatman, dance.
No. Boatman Bill, he went to town, and then he stayed around the town.
No.
Frolicking and cavorting in this river town, he left his boat on the shore with essential goods on unprotected. And nobody liked it. He had no sense of responsibility. And people just come and say, Hop, Bowman Bill, we don't like you. You got your rudder on the front.
Oh, Bowman Row, sailing down the river on the old.